This is Stat Tracker 2010, the latest trade news on Amare Stoudemire. Now from the world headquarters of Sports 620 KTAR, here are Mark Asher and John Gambadoro.
All right, let's tip off the show tonight with Stat Tracker 2010. Our look at what's going on with Amare Stoudemire. Where is Stat going to end up? What teams have interest? What rumors are out there? What rumors can be shot down? Because some of this stuff that some of these guys come up with, like the guy that picked Tim Tebow to be drafted by the Cardinals first round. Yeah, you're an idiot.
But that guy's just taking a guess.
I know.
Okay.
And sometimes
he's just taking a guess.
Sometimes I feel some of these writers around the NBA are just guessing. There was worse as some of the fans and some of the emails I get. Hey, how about what if you traded Amare for Dwayne Wade and then Dwayne Wade for Chris Bosh and a four-team trade? Sometimes I'm like, guys, you have too much time on your hands, and B, get real. This isn't fantasy land. This is the real life. So I just read some of these stories, and I just don't get where they come from.
And here's what it is. Listen, look. A lot of times we rip athletes. Sometimes you got to rip the media. Who are the numbskulls from ESPN that's getting this crap? Seriously. Who are these people? They should be fired. Seriously, if I'm ahead of ESPN, they're showing it all over the TV right now. All over the TV. Three-way trade working on right now. The Suns get Michael Beasley. Miami gets Amare Stoudemire. It's almost done. These people are dumb. Like, seriously, these people, whoever is giving ESPN this stuff to go with, they should fire. They should fire these people. Like, today. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. How do you go on the air with something that is, I mean, how long have I been saying that the Suns have zero interest in Michael Beasley? How long?
From the get-go.
None. They have no interest in Michael Beasley. None. They don't want Michael Beasley. Michael Beasley's not coming here. The Suns hate Michael Beasley, okay? They don't want him. Amare Stoudemire from Michael Beasley. I mean, you just pointed at the screen to me, and that's what it was like, the headline on ESPN.
The three-team trade that you're talking about, by the way, it's a three-team trade, involves the Heat, the Suns, and the Bobcats, being reported by ESPN.com. Miami gets Amare Stoudemire from Phoenix, A.C. Law from Charlotte, Stephen Graham from Charlotte, and Ronald Murray from Charlotte. Phoenix gets Michael Beasley from Miami, DJ Augustin from Charlotte, James Jones from Miami, and Darrell Wright from Miami. And Charlotte gets Udonis Haslam from Miami and Daquin Cook from Miami, right. Which that trade makes no sense for Charlotte.
Because this was on ESPN.com Insider. Does anybody taking credit for writing this? The garbage that they put out there. Sometimes I really wonder how dumb some of these media people are. I really do. Like, there's absolutely no chance there's a better chance that it'll snow here tonight than there is that trade will go down. Yeah, we're going to get a blizzard. The same blizzard that's going on in the East Coast, we're going to get that tonight. There's a better chance that we'll get that blizzard here and we'll have everybody will be snowed out. There'll be no school tomorrow. No school. We've got a snow day in Phoenix.
If it snows at my house tonight, I'm going to be pissed. I hate this.
We have a better chance that you guys are going to go sleigh riding in your backyard than we do that this trade's going to go down. I just don't know where these people get this stuff from. I mean, really.
I think sometimes you get, some of these guys will get stuff from agents. Some of these guys will get stuff from, maybe front office types that are just trying to stir something up. Miami wants to make a deal. It seems like Miami wants to make
a
deal.
Sure they do.
But the Suns don't want anything that Miami has.
No, that roster's garbage. They don't like anything on that roster. I said it yesterday, I said it last week, said it the week before.
I mean, there might be a couple guys you go, all right, I would take Daquin Cook, but I don't really want him. I would take Darrell Wright, but I don't really want nothing on Miami get you a tiny bit excited. Now, for a lot of fans, they'll say, well, what about Michael Beasley? Again, we've told you for a month now, we told you a long time ago the Suns didn't like Beasley. I think when the draft came up, they didn't like Beasley.
Yeah, but not a high character guy, a guy with some issues, very risky guy to have on your team, not the guy you want to build around.
Hey, he can play. Beasley can play. He's a good player.
He's playing better now. Like,
yeah, he's a
playing
good player
better now. But there's just not. There's no truth to this. Look, do you want the honest truth? There's nothing going on as of right now. There's nothing. The Suns aren't close to pulling a trade with anybody for Amari Stoudemire. With anybody, they're not that close with any deal right now. Are they talking to teams? Yeah. Are they going to continue to talk to teams? Absolutely. Has there anything been presented that is halfway decent to where I could say it's going to happen? No. The answer is no. And this BS that ESPN's putting up there, again, I mean, the irresponsibility that's coming with some of these people that put this stuff up there, I mean, they're just throwing stuff on a wall and hoping one of them sticks. There's nothing to it.
Well, that's why a lot of times when you see a lot of these rumored trades or you know, things in any sport, they don't occur. And then everyone gets disappointed at the all at the trade deadline because nothing happened. Oh man, all this stuff was rumored. What happened? Nothing went down.
Right.
Well, that's because a lot of this stuff wasn't actually ever going down.
Yeah.
Like this is the only time that I don't believe in my motto: where there's smoke, there's fire. This is the only one where there's smoke. That means someone's blowing it. Okay, that's it. Blowing smoke because you know, unless it's something that we can tell you inside. That's going on with the Phoenix Suns, you know, then I'll believe it. But other than that, I just don't
look,
I don't read too much into. Yeah, there was a trade rumor today out of New York, the Knicks trading Harrington and getting McGrady and all these.
Look, there might be something to that. I don't know. You know, my focus is clearly on the Phoenix Suns. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the Knicks are doing anything. You know, I speak to several people throughout the NBA on a regular basis to find out if any of these rumors are true or false and what's going on. And look, we were the first to tell you that they had interest in Andre Iguodala. We were the first to tell you they had interest in Caron Butler. There's a lot of stuff out there we've been able to dispel and say there's no truth to this. They are not close to making a deal at this point. There is nothing going on at this point. So if you go home and you're watching ESPN continuing to show Amari to Miami for Beasley and, you know, playing that thing up like it's going to happen like in the next hour, it's not going to happen.